Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin.
We're in 2025. When did that happen? Oh my God. I feel like this year just appeared out of nowhere and it's kind of fabulous. I have jumped straight back into coaching clients this week, still recovering a little bit from the jet lag from New Zealand and very much missing it. But it helps when you have a group program that's about to start in less than 12 hours. So, hi Beatrice, thanks for joining. So, all is well in my world. I'm very excited for 2025 and the discussions I've been having with my coaching clients about their coaching business has been about setting them up for the year ahead. And it's so funny how this conversation naturally happens. I think when there's like a natural period, like in the calendar, it entices us to reflect. I know I have some friends who don't really adhere to the 12-month calendar, and that's okay. They adhere to the solstice calendar, but no matter what calendar you're on, I think it's in the air. It's an opportunity for us to realign to what we deeply want, what we're actually calling in, hi Dragoner, and what we really want to create, not just in our business, but what we want to create in our lives, who we want to be, how we want to feel, how we want to show up, how we want to experience this one precious life. So I wanted to jump on and actually discuss with you how to realign your coaching business for 2025, because this is for you, even if 2024 went really, really well. But this is especially for you if you ended 2024 and you're thinking to yourself, okay, 2025, I need to step it up a notch. I've got shit to do. I've got things that I just desire. And the coaches who tend to jump into my world, they come to me because they resonate with this entire 180 that is happening in their identity. They've gone from an previously established identity in the career that they were in. They found coaching. They know that this is who they are now. So if you're here, it's because you know that the modality that you have found, the thing that led you into this world of personal development, this is who you are now. And when you're really honest with yourself and you truly connect to the desire and the raw truth of what you want, even if you can't quite grasp it, even if like me, you don't feel that strong in visualization and it's hard for you to say exactly what the perfect day would be, but you just know that this is what you want to be doing. You know that you want to be sovereign to yourself. You know you want to be your own boss. You know that you don't want to work for someone else. You know you want to be doing your soul's led work, your soul's calling, because this lights you up, because it makes you feel alive. And so as we enter into 2025, it is the perfect time to realign the what of how you're creating this, how you're actually building the life and business and income that you want to be sustaining you. And there is no better time. So what I see a lot with coaches, I've seen it already with my one-to-ones. I start my group tomorrow. And in the discussions I've been having with them in the DMs after they've signed up and some of the chats we've been having, I'm seeing a bit of a theme across the board. And I'm also kind of sensing this from what I'm seeing on your stories, on your posts on social media. I'm seeing this theme of three things that are typically coming up for coaches at this time of year. You are connecting to your desire for growth, to create more money, more clients, more impact, more self-trust, more of your own becoming, but you feel a little bit unsure of how exactly you're going to achieve that because you didn't achieve it in 2024 and you were trying. Let me know in the comments if this resonates. The other group are experiencing uncertainty about your offers, about your price, about if the actions you're taking in your business are the right actions, if you're doing enough, if you're doing it with enough specificity, if your niche is clear enough, if you're on the right platform, if the way that you're even conducting your coaching programs is exactly it, because you might be looking at the results your clients are achieving and saying to yourself, gosh, they need more time or they need a program. So you're seeing that there are shifts that need to change, but there is uncertainty about if you're going to make a change, you want it to be right. You don't want to spend your time doing the wrong things, which is a good line of thinking, but also there is a bit of hesitation, a little bit of fear, a little bit of you holding back to fully go all in on what you really, really want. Or maybe you know change needs to come. You know you're capable of it because you've done it before, but truly just taking that leap, maybe you're easing into it. Maybe you just don't feel that hit of trust or motivation or inspiration. And the longer you spend delaying these decisions, the longer nothing's happening and the more uncertain you're becoming, because you start to get this feeling that everyone else is kind of moving ahead and you're not making the progress that you want. And then the third thing is the challenge of consistency, of staying in self-trust, of maintaining the momentum that you know you need to create the results that you want in your business. So I see this a lot with my clients who work with me because they've never made a dime in their coaching business. And they're very much in this energy of, I just need someone to sign up with me to prove that I can do this. And then almost worse, I think, are my clients who come to me and they say, look, I signed one or two clients. I know I can do it. They just came out of nowhere and it just felt so aligned and so easy. And I just don't know how to replicate that. I'm starting to think it was a fluke. And that this line of thinking actually ends up creating inconsistency. You doubt yourself. You don't show up. Or if, like a few of my clients who were in this place before working with me, they were being consistent, they were creating the content, they were making the offers, and it still wasn't creating the freaking clients or money. Hi, Gypsy Girl Nails. I think I've said your name wrong, but let me know. Let me know what your actual name is in the comments. So if this is you, and you're like, okay, I'm speaking your language and I clearly understand the language of what it is to build a coaching business, then it's okay. I'm in my fifth year of coaching now. It's kind of crazy. And when I compare that to my career, I'll probably do a different podcast episode on this over the course of the year. But when I compare that to my career, the longest job I was ever in was like 6.5 years. And I'm nearly coming up to that. And I still feel like I'm just getting started. I remember in my career at year five, I was thinking, maybe I could leave sometime soon and find something better with more money. So, you know, you're in the right place when you're 5 years in and you really are just getting started. And even then, when my clients come to me and they're saying any flavor of these things, and by the way, these challenges don't just come up at the beginning of the year. I think they become amplified at the beginning of the year because it is a year of reflection. It is a year, or it is a period of possibility, which is a really beautiful thing and a really beautiful frequency to tap into. But if you're wobbly in your self-concept, if you're wobbly in your personal power, that blank canvas of 2025 could be anything you want it to be. 2025 could be your best year yet. 2025 could be the year that everything just beautifully falls into place and aligns and even blows up for you. And that, for many of you, it's too intangible. You can't grasp it, because you're bringing in the baggage from the previous year. So if this is the case for you, it's okay, I've got you. This is why I do what I do, and I love doing what I do. And I've had to navigate this myself over the last few years. And it's so interesting to see how someone who personally was crippled with real doubt, real uncertainty, real frustration, real white knuckling in my business and like, why isn't it happening yet? Why are the clients aren't coming? And then really stepping into my power incrementally. I'm not saying I was one of those quantum leap kind of gals. I've had like mini ones and they've been beautiful. But for me, it has been a slow and steady burn of doubling my revenue year on year. And I know for some of you, you'll hear that and think, oh my God, I wish I could just do that. And when I'm comparing myself to the person who hits, you know, 200K in the first 12, 24 months, then I'm not there. But I am at a place where my practice is nearly fully booked with the most beautiful solar aligned clients. I have Thrive Group starting tomorrow. So excited for this. And all the women that are joining me inside that in that group tomorrow. And I've been doing this for a while now, and I know a thing or two about going from that, if this isn't working, what am I missing? What is it going to take energy into actually, I've decided this is how it's going to be. I'm no longer available to make myself wrong every 5 minutes with every single decision. And actually, the only way I want to do this is if I do this in alignment with my truth. The only way I want to be my own boss, the only way I want to build my coaching business is to do this from my power, to actually listen to what would excite me, what brings me alive. And from that place, making decisions strategically in my business, and then committing to those decisions over and over and over again and staying the course. So first of all, it is stepping into that CEO embodiment. Then it is strategically looking at your business and looking at the key fundamentals of your business so that you can just make the key decisions up front and have crystal clear clarity on what they're going to be, even when you wish you could be even more clear. Even when you know that there is a deepening of the clarity that is inevitably going to come with the more clients and the more people you work with. One of the things that tends to blow my clients' minds, especially when they haven't known me for that long and they've not worked with me or followed my podcast, and for those of you who are watching this on Instagram Live, yes, I have a podcast. This will be going on the podcast, so you can go and listen to that. It's currently called Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9 to 5. Is that I have been selling Thrive since, I think, 2021, end of 2021. We're now in 2025. And that this program has gone through evolutions. I have evolved within that program. I'm not the same coach that I was selling that program in its early infancy. The program itself, the training modules that you get is now, it went from originally being like 10 core modules. It's now got 80 trainings inside there, divided into the 5 fundamentals of business. Like what? And here's the thing. If I tried to create Thrive as it is today, 3-4 years ago, I wasn't the version of me today that could have created that. I have gone through so many evolutions. I have deepened my understanding, and I allowed what I knew at the time to be enough. So this is what I mean by deepening the clarity. You need to deepen the clarity, but that isn't going to happen by you overthinking, second guessing, or doubting yourself. The way you deepen the clarity is by moving with what you know, signing clients with who you are right now, and then using your client experiences, your client wins, your lived experience as the expert, as the leader, as the person who gives such a fuck about the topic you give a fuck about, that naturally your clarity, your embodiment, your deepening evolves. This in and of itself is a key concept that I teach my clients inside Thrive Group. Hi, Juliet. Thanks for joining. So that they can become better leaders in their business, so that they can reach that level of specificity that they know they need in their messaging, whilst also trusting what they have right now is enough. When you develop this skill, you become a very dangerous person. You become the kind of person that creates clients exactly as you are right now. So this is a duality that we're always dealing with in our business. On one hand, we're always looking for the growth. We're always looking for the opportunity. We're always looking for the expansion. On the other hand, we are always sinking deeper into our current enoughness, into who we are today, into everything that has got us to where we are right now, and letting it be enough, letting us be worthy with everything we currently are, everything we already know, everything we've already experienced, and bringing this to the table with personal power, unapologetically. I know for a fact this time next year, when I'm launching Thrive Group, it will be on the fifth round. I already know that Jan 2026 of me having a very probably similar conversation, because it's that time of year, of me being in the middle of a launch of Thrive Group, of me talking about fundamentally the same things, helping coaches build their coaching business through alignment. And there is going to be a deepening that's happened. There's going to be a perspective shift. There's going to be something then that I don't know now. And I have still created massive success in my business. And I have still been able to double my revenue year on year. And I have still been able to fill my practice with clients who I love to work with. And I am giving myself full permission to learn how to sell something new and to let every single client who chooses me as their coach be enough, and to sink into the gratitude and the joy and the privilege of being able to do that. And what I see happening with so many coaches who come and work with me is that they bypass that completely. They put themselves out there and they immediately want instant gratification instead of looking at the growth internally of what it took for them to just take that action and what that evidence is to them about who they have become. Then they get a client and then they go, amazing, but oh my God, I'm going to have to do that again. Instead of sitting in the power, the gratitude, and something I teach inside Thrive Group is really identifying your client creation process so that you can do it again. And then when my clients start signing clients and making money on repeats, and then they say to me, oh gosh, is this going to be it forever? I say to them, yes, and this is who you wanted to become. Can you stay connected to your vision, your mission, your purpose? So when it comes to realigning your coaching business to create and make 2025 your best year yet, we go through that process of stepping into your power first so that you can deepen into clarity on what is currently available to you with your core business fundamentals. So this is everything that I'm going to be doing in Strategy Week next week with my clients inside Thrive Group. Your business fundamentals, the things that you cannot escape, that you're not going to sell coaching unless you have these things, is something to sell with a price tag and a place to sell it. And that when you do sell it, you sell it from a place of integrity with a focus on your client's transformation, not your own wants and needs. In other words, an offer, a price, a marketing, and a sales strategy. So simple. And yet, most of the clients that come and work with me, most of the coaches that come into my spaces say to me, look, I've worked with coaches before, I've joined the programs, I've done the things, but then when they dive into the trainings and we deepen their embodiment and their understanding as a business owner, in those core fundamentals, they say to me, yeah, I didn't even know what I didn't know. I thought I knew how to be specific in my messaging. I had no idea. I thought I knew how to approach a sales call with integrity, without being salesy, without being manipulative, without a script. I've never seen it done this way before. I thought I knew what my marketing and sales strategy was. No, I had a content strategy and it wasn't working, and I see where I was missing the gaps. Yeah, I was doing workshops before, or I've done a challenge, or I've sold a micro offer, or I've tried to create like an introductory, like one-off session so that people can have a taster. And now I can see exactly all the gaps that I had in my thinking, which is why none of that created any results, even though I was doing all the things. So deepening of the clarity with your business fundamentals. Then it is execution. It is you showing up and taking the actions. That consistency piece we spoke about earlier. That trust piece we spoke about earlier. That momentum piece we spoke about earlier. It is once those decisions are made, because I don't want you spending 3 months deciding what your offer is. I want you to decide right now, what is it? Obviously, we do it slightly more detailed than that in the strategy sessions, but you will decide your offer. And then the work is simply to go out into the world and live it, to be an embodiment of it, to enjoy the process of putting your marketing and sales strategy to work, and enjoying the process of doing things like this, whether it's going live or doing a workshop, doing a challenge, just whatever it is you want to do in your business, doing it with a bit of fire, with a bit of passion, with a bit of belief, with a bit of aliveness in you. That is what creates the clients ultimately, because the strategy in and of itself, if you don't work it, it's not going to work. But if you work it from a place of force, of hustle, I have to do this, then why are you leaving your job when you could just have a safe, cushy salary that is far easier and gives you a guaranteed income? If you're going to do this, you've got to be all in. But that means all in on doing the boring work. I did a whole podcast episode on this, actually. It was like magic in the mundane. I don't remember what podcast episode it was, but it was a while back. Check it out. I think it was magic in the mundane, or something around boredom, but I think it was magic in the mundane. But this is the unsexy part of business. Are you willing to show up for the unsexy parts of business and actually find the sexiness within it? You know, like just in the same way, cleaning isn't sexy, cooking isn't sexy unless you make it, unless you put on your favorite music, unless you truly engage and really connect, really enjoy the process. It's going to have to be done anyway. You can fight it or you can enjoy it. And then, of course, it's doing it from a place of personal power. It's making sure that you are in your personal power. And how do you stay in your personal power? Well, it's everything I've said above, but it's also having emotional wealth. It's actually putting yourself in a position where you are well placed to do these things well, like having emotional regulation, being able to deal with the nervous system regulation of putting yourself out there and then dealing with the repercussions of people giving you feedback, of the wrong people coming into your world, of getting crickets. That's what most of my clients deal with. They haven't even dealt with feedback. They just want some feedback. And that's okay. None of this is a problem. But if you're making it a problem, you're fighting every step of the process. If you're fighting just to do the bare minimum and just get consistent, if you said to yourself, I was going to start a podcast, I'm going to show up 3 times a week, I'm going to sell 3 times a week, I'm going to email my list once a week, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, I'm going to go to networking events, I'm going to do these things in my business, and you're simply not doing them, then look, we can do the strategy work all day long. You can refine your offer, your price all day long. Even with that stuff refined and aligned, then it really is the execution. So be onto yourself. And I find the best way to be onto yourself is be kind to yourself and ensure you have the right support. So That's everything. How to realign your coaching business for 2025. And if you want support with that, Thrive Group begins literally in a few hours. When you sign up, you get instant access to the entire suite of training programs. The welcome call is what starts in a few hours. And then the strategy sessions begin on the 15th of January. They are three sessions back to back, across, as in 15th, 16th, and 17th. On the 15th, we are, so the 8th of January, 6:30 a.m. AEST. It's, so that's Brisbane time, which is Tuesday, the 7th of January at 3:30 p.m. ET New York time, or 8:30 p.m. UK London time. And then the strategy sessions are on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And time is to be confirmed, but likely to be around a similar time so that all time zones can join. And in the welcome call, we are focusing on CEO embodiment. So we are deepening and really connecting to what you want. It's going to be an activation call as well as a setting the context discussion so that you're set up for the next 6 months. Then we obviously, the Voxer support begins. You obviously have access to the Thrive program, so you can dive into any of the specific trainings that you're particularly keen to dive into. And then, of course, we have the strategy sessions. And once they're complete, so on Wednesday is offer and price. On Thursday, we're going over your marketing and sales strategy. And on Friday, we're going over messaging and embodiment. And then we have, sorry, my phone just told me that I need to charge it. I should really check that before I go live. And then we have 6 months together. And it's going to be beautiful. Weekly coaching sessions, monthly goal alignment check-ins, monthly messaging workshops. Everything you need to grow your coaching business and to support you in the momentum of building your business in 2025. So to sign up, go to the link in my bio. Because of time zones, I'm not doing the comment thing. You're going to have to just go to the link in my bio and sign up, or head to my website, www.coachingwithpamela.com/thrive. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, the link is in the show notes. Okay, that's me. That's everything I wanted to say for now. The thing is, I have so much to say. All of this, I feel like I could deepen. But we, if you're inside Thrive, we'll be deepening it with your personal coaching business and actually putting this stuff into action for you, depending on what you specifically need to set your year up to be the best year yet. If you're not joining this round, but you like what I'm about and you want to hang around, then do. The podcast isn't going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Thrive Group isn't going anywhere. There will be future enrollments, but the founder's price will no longer be founder's price, because founder's price is for the founding members. So that obviously expires once the enrollment for this group closes for this round of January 2025. And that's 1500 for this round only. I haven't decided what it's being increased to yet. I did have an original number in mind. So whenever that's decided, that will be published when I begin the next launch. But until then, thank you for joining me. This was so lovely to come back onto the podcast and to come back and be live on IG. I don't do it enough. I always say this, and I should definitely do it more. But let me know what was valuable about this. I hope this is giving you some good food for thought. You're very clear now on what you need to realign your coaching business for 2025. But seriously, Thrive Group, it's the place to come and actually do the work. You want my eyes on your business. You want my eyes on your strategy, your offer, your price. You want to talk through some of the uncertainty that you have around your offer, your niche, your price, where you're showing up, how often you're showing up, how you're doing it, your messaging. You have consults coming up. You want to discuss how to do that. You're having mindset things come up. Natural, happens to all of us. You want a coach to support you through that. Let's do it. And the beauty of group, which I'm so excited about, is that you will get to witness other coaches in their evolution. You will get to witness how other coaches are deepening their clarity in their offers. As you do this, This gives you valuable intel that you either bank for when you need or will support you because you're going through it too right now. It's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. So thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you inside Thrive Group, or I'll see you on the next live or the next podcast episode. All right. Take care. Bye.